रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पते नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 76 द बिटर बिट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Rama heard him out. His father's presence kept back the hot words that rose to his lips, yet he managed to reply in cool and even accents of icy disdain. O worthy descendant of Bhrigu, not unknown to me your fierce deeds, which I excuse in consideration of the debt of vengeance you owe your honored sire. But you seem to regard me as a low specimen of the warrior class, weak and despicable, fallen from the high tradition of his forefathers. Well, this day shall you have a chance of knowing me better, and shall convince yourself of my energy and valor. A storm of suppressed wrath shook his powerful frame as he, with a quick motion and grace, took the bow and arrow from the hands of the dread son of Jamadagni. Playfully he strung it and laid the arrow on the string, then turned himself to Rama of the axe and cried in words winged with angry flame, "This divine shaft used by Lord Vishnu strikes down the mighty and shrivels up the energy and pride of him against whom it is discharged. None can shoot it in vain, but you are a Brahmana and an object of reverence unto me, and doubly so in that you claim kinship with my venerable master Vishwamitra. That alone keeps back the shaft which else would have drunk your heart's blood before this. Now which do you choose? Shall I deprive you of the high regions you have won by the force of your tapas, or of your unimpeded power of motion through the worlds above and below? Meanwhile, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Siddhas and Charanas, Kinnaras and Yakshas, Rakshasas and Nagas, sages and gods flock to the spot to behold that wonderful sight, and at their head the Ancient of Days, Lord Brahma himself. They saw the son of Dashrata as he stood there, his hand grasping the mighty bow of Lord Vishnu and the dread shaft drawn to his ear, ready to take its flight. The beings of the earth stood dazed and listless, while the haughty son of Jamadagni felt himself drained of his valor and fiery might and gazed powerlessly on the young hero. The superior energy of Rama absorbed his proud strength and sunk him in a torpor quiet. Then lifting eyes of lackluster hue to the bright-eyed boy before him, he spoke in accents low and painful. Of yore I made a gift of this broad earth to Kashyapa. A moment ago, said he, you were the lord of the world, but now it is mine, and you shall not stay in my dominions. The words of the Great One are a law unto me, and I make it a point never to pass a night here. I have given my word unto Kashyapa that the earth shall be his. So I would even request you not to take from me my power of free motion through the worlds. Quicker than a flash of thought shall I speed back to whence I came, the beautiful Mount Mahendra. Words of surpassing glory have I won by my hard tapas. That powerful dart shall destroy them for me. Delay not. Your wonderful mastery of this divine weapon has opened my eyes to the great truth. Now I know that you are the changeless one, the destroyer of Madhu, whom the lords of light are proud to call their god and ruler. All glory be thine, thou scourge of the wicked. Behold the shining ones ranged along the sky, gazing with never satisfied eyes on thee, of unparalleled fame and of unapproachable energy in battle. No sense of disgrace do I feel at being discomfited by thee, the lord of the universe. Let loose the arrow, I pray thee, and soon shalt thou see me taking my way to Mahendra. Then Sri Rama discharged the arrow of divine might, and the son of Jamadagni lost the bright regions that he had made his own by his long and severe tapas. Rama of the axe went round in meek reverence, Rama, the son of Dashrata, and sang his praises high. The bright gods ranged along the firmament, took up the strain, and made the Vulcan ring with their shouts of joy. Back sped Parashurama to Mount Mahendra, and the earth and the sky were bright again and clear, and the quarters thereof. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.